So it's been a while since we released a mini bonus episode, but an occasion such as this calls for it. Eric, the time has come for you to watch The Real Housewives of New York.
Oh,
super tease.
God. I'm so excited. I haven't seen it yet. I've been waiting. I purposely did not watch it so I could have a whole new look on it. I can't wait. Let's do it.
Hey, hooker.
Oh, you. I just thought it was an everyday person calling me a hooker again.
Oh, my God.
This season on The Real Housewives of New York City.
Just give her a call and be like, hey.
No, I'm sorry.
Just own that you heckled the Giovanni.
I did heckle the Giovanni.
What?
This has got to end because I will not get sick over this.
Until I have a ring on my finger, I'm not going to leave New York.
You look up insecure in the dictionary and there's Tinsley.
We have to pull you out of this.
Oh my God! Look at that!
Imagine Blue Stone Manor on Halloween.
If this is the worst thing that your friend Jill has ever done, I should get the Medal of Honor.
Why is she talking behind my back at all, saying any negative thing about me whatsoever in any capacity?
She likes good-looking guys with a washboard.
Hi. Look at you. You're beautiful.
Hi, handsome. Mm. I admit it, I'm into hot sex.
Oh my God.
Like, there was a lot in my mind about him dying. I could not get off the ride. I feel guilty that the only way that I got off the ride is that he's dead.
So I saw my parole officer for the first time today.
Dorinda looks like a lightweight.
When I say to you, don't do something, you better f***ing well-loved listen.
We're in Miami!
Fabulous. Girls, are we gonna have fun?
Go, Tinsley.
Go to f***ing sleep now.
Oh, my God.
Welcome to Christmas with the Countess.
9 months ago, I was in jail, and now I'm a cabaret star. It's insane.
I can't even believe you act this way. Cabaret, cabaret, cabaret all day. Life is not a cabaret.
You should apologize.
You're the only one that wants to talk all the time.
That's bullshit. You are insufferable. Don't touch those f***ing ladders.
Sorry. Don't tell me what to say.
I'll say whatever I f***ing want.
Are you kidding me? Bitch, you're a sicko.
Stay out of it.
Make me.
Now you're being a bullshit.
Don't push me.
Because you're not listening to me.
I know it's bad. I'm literally miserable.
To all be in a pretty good place.
Oh my God. I finally saw it.
I know. So I'd only seen it once though, and I feel like to actually get the full effect, you have to watch it 3 times. So I'm almost there.
Oh my God. So we have to watch it at least 2 more times.
Right.
But first impressions. So this is my first time watching it. I waited until now because I wanted to have like fresh eyes. So obviously a lot to unpack there. First of all, the 80s exercise class.
Yes.
We know that Rachel was there.
Oh, right.
She got an invitation.
A few longtime fans. Rachel used to be the co-host. Yeah. That's
she was like, I'm not turning down this opportunity to dress in 80s and take an instructional class from Dorinda. Like, I'm going.
It's basically the most Rachel thing there ever was.
It truly is. So that, and then I also wanted to mention first, Tinsley. So is she still with Scott?
Yes. I think, yes.
And they're still going back and forth on this engagement thing.
Yes. I mean, this is why I'm like hesitant to say it, because I feel like even paying attention to the Daily Dish on BravoTV.com, it's like every other day there was a new article. It's like they're on, they're off,
right.
They're on, they're off. So like that's very hard to keep up.
And that's been their story for so long that it's sort of like, let's figure this out. Get married or don't. Like I can't go through this again.
But her in the clown makeup be like, I'm miserable.
I know. Oh my God. We didn't get any preview of Dale. I really hope Dale shows up to try to stir some things up.
Love Dale.
And then a lot of screaming per usual.
The thing, because you weren't in the room when a bunch of us were watching, everyone gasped, and not in a good way, when they saw Ramona kissing Mario.
Yeah, what is going on there?
No, Ramona.
No, Ramona. I mean, she's definitely been out and about living the single life. We've heard a lot of rumors of her dating this guy and making out with this guy and whatever. But to go back to Mario, What are you doing?
I mean, even to flirt with him, I just, it disgusts me.
Right, right. I mean, that's a whole thing. I'm really curious to see what unfolds there.
I think for me, the thing I was most anticipating was the Bethany-Dennis situation and how they were going to handle it in the Super Tease. And really, we just touched on it, but it was interesting to hear her say that, like, the only way I could get off the ride was for him to die.
Absolutely. I mean, she's spoken out about it a couple times through social media. Like, she's been very transparent, I think, on social about how she's feeling. But it's going to be really good to hear firsthand her talking about her feelings, because I'm so curious how she coped with that.
And also, I think there are still a lot of questions around his death and you know, what his life was behind closed doors. Right. So I need more information.
That's going to be intense.
Dorinda's very angry.
Again. I mean, we're getting a very nasty side of Dorinda again, it seems.
I kind of love, though, that she and Luann are still fighting, because, like, that's a feud that I really enjoy watching.
I do, too. Like, I think they genuinely do care about each other, but it's almost like one of those, like, sisterly relationships where they fight really hard and they love really hard. So I'm glad we are going to see that again.
A lot of girl-on-girl action.
What's going on there? Who was it? It was like Sonia
and someone.
I mean, not surprising.
Bethany and new gal Barbara.
Barbara, yes, yes. They were going locking lips over there.
And then who was grabbing Tinsley's boobs?
It could have been anyone, really. And we did also get a little sneak peek. I remember there was this like epic Instagram story that Bethany posted a few months back that was like, we're in the Berkshires, and everyone was like wasted. Like Sonia was passed out on the pool table. And they kept showing like in the background, like a chef wearing just the apron. So we got a little sneak peek of that too. So I'm really excited to see that night, because it looked like an absolutely disaster, beautiful disaster, I should say.
But so was it a separate occasion that we saw Sonia falling off her chair?
Oh yeah, that looked like a completely different I think that was in Miami or something. I saw a lot of white, so I'm assuming that was like somewhere in Miami.
I couldn't help but notice when they're in Miami, Luann's wearing like the same outfit she was wearing when Bethany was telling her about Tom.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the jean jacket. Weird. And all white.
Interesting. Well, I'm excited to see, you know, we've seen Luann come a long way, so I'm really excited to see her this season. She has a lot going on. She really did make a huge comeback after, you know, being in jail and rehab, so I'm excited to see how she is this season.
Yeah.
Obviously, there's still plenty of drama for her to keep up with. So.
No kidding. I'm ready.
I am so ready. So speaking of new girl Barbara, there seems to be a whole thing with her and Dorinda. They're kind of going at each other and they got the hands up, you know, that sort of Dorinda,
the
like when she's yelling.
Iconic Dorinda hand gesture.
Yeah. So I wonder what that's all about.
I mean, I feel like I don't know much about Barbara, except that I think she's been part of this group. I'm sure like she has been in past episodes of Real Housewives of New York and we just didn't know it.
Yeah. I think she has been in the circle for a while. I think she comes in through either Luann or Dorinda. I don't know exactly who she's connected to, but I think she does know the girls. I think she was spotted with Bethany not too long ago, so it seems like she's going to shake some things up too. Oh, I'm so excited. I cannot wait. If you guys want to watch the trailer, there's a full trailer available in the description. March can't come soon enough.
We have our regularly scheduled episode coming out Thursday.
Ooh. Looking fine, and I got my girls with me. With the boys at the table getting tipsy, miss me, kiss.